Leo, let's start with the newspapers in the United States.
Yeah, and I'll start with the Wall Street Journal, who have a rather positive outlook on yesterday's events. This opinion piece calls it Trump's inaugural of optimism. They say that while the 47th president was never going to deliver Lincoln's second inaugural address, he did deliver a message of aspiration and optimism that most Americans will welcome. If this captures his real plans, then there's every chance that his 4 years in office will be a real success, they say. This Washington Post opinion piece disagrees entirely, in urging the people to be neither euphoric nor despairing as Trump too will pass, adding that his second inauguration will be remembered as worse than 59 others, including his first, memorable only for its staggering inappropriateness. Interestingly, the same paper's editorial board were much more optimistic about yesterday's event, stressing the importance of giving Trump a chance. Over the next 4 years, they say, Americans want to move past their differences, build a more perfect country, and improve life for everyone. To that extent, Trump can help to pull everyone together. The New York Times editorial board are far more outspoken in their views this morning, calling it Trump's opening act of contempt. They're, of course, talking about the president's decision to pardon 1,500 rioters who took part in the January 6th insurrection, a decision this piece says makes a mockery of a justice system that has laboured for 4 years to charge those who tried to stop the Constitution in its tracks. More importantly, the mass pardon sends a message to the country and the world that violating the law in support of Trump will not only not be punished, actually, it's going to be rewarded.
OK, well, let's move on from papers in the US. You've picked up on a number of articles in the Middle East, Leo.
I'll begin in Israel, of course, one of the United States' great allies. Jerusalem Post leading with Trump's declaration that it was God who saved him. Even more interestingly than that on their front page, is Iran approaching its day of reckoning? Sometimes this year, negotiations will be held with the country, but for how long will Trump let them run before demanding concessions from Tehran? And who would attack Iran if negotiations fail? Just Israel or Israel alongside the US? Well, that brings me on to the Tehran Times. They have this rather fiery front page this morning. Traitors setting a war trap for Trump. They accuse Israel of telling the ignorant president, as they refer to Trump, to underestimate and attack Iran. But if they do, they will face heavy consequences, they say. I'll bring you a few more front pages from around the world, starting here in France with Libération. In a speech heralding extreme violence, Trump promised a golden age. The nightmare begins again, they say. Over in Spain, El País called it Trump Unleashed. They focus on the announcement of mass deportations of Mexican migrants as well as the militarization of the US-Mexico border. And of course, Trump's declaration that he'll be changing the name of Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Over in the UK, the left-leaning tabloid Daily Star have this headline, So Help Us God. They refer to Trump as an orange man baby. I want to finish with this Guardian article reporting on one of Trump's executive orders withdrawing the US from the World Health Organization. Such a withdrawal would, in effect, cut the agency's funding by one-fifth. The severe cut would be uncharted territory for the WHO because it would pressure the organization to attract private funding and providing an opening for other countries to influence the organization.
Gosh, and it was one of the first orders that he signed, wasn't it, to take them out of the WHO. However, it wasn't all about Donald Trump, Leo. Some articles picking up on Elon Musk.
Huge controversy around the billionaire Elon Musk. Again, this photo of him saluting at the end of his speech at the Capital One Arena. The Atlantic have this piece this morning. Did he actually do that? They're asking, did he actually Sieg Heil? Because according to them, it looked very much like a Nazi salute. According to this piece, there's two conclusions. But which one is it? A mask-off full Nazi moment or just a graceless tech baron not in full control of both of his arms and feelings? The author says that Musk hardly deserves the benefit of the doubt given his history and what we know about him. They conclude by saying that what is undeniable is that watching Musk do that on stage while thousands stood on their feet cheering was more than ominous. Across the internet, neo-Nazis are thrilled at what they believe is a direct signal. In many ways, it's a fitting spectacle to begin the second Trump administration, they say. A bunch of people arguing endlessly over something everyone can see with their own eyes. And as we can see in the Washington Post, Musk start to life as a government representative has started rather roughly. Musk is heading the Department of Government Efficiency, but a lawsuit against it was filed within minutes of the inauguration on Monday. The 30-page lawsuit challenges the legality of the Government Advisory Committee, all of their meetings, including those conducted through electronic media, must be open to the public, the lawsuit states. So Musk under huge pressure just a few hours into the new presidency.
A good start. And Leah, there was also another of his guests, his wife, taking a bit of attention away from him.
Well, the New York Times have a full piece on, of course, Melania's hat, Melania's already iconic hat. They note in 1961, John F. Kennedy made a statement on Inauguration Day by taking his hat off, this time around Melania. Trump did so by keeping her hat on. Unsurprisingly, the internet had an absolute field day. I'll try and show you some of the best memes. This one comparing her to the Hamburglar. And I can think you can say that the resemblance fairly uncanny. Another comparison as a character from the comic strip Spy v Spy. According to this tweet, she looked like the perfect ad for Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut, not even Melania. And finally, this one shows what Melania's point of view must have been during the inauguration ceremony yesterday. I mean, that is a good point. It's just impressive that she managed to see out from beneath it. And Eve, if I don't see you wearing one of those hats on air tomorrow, I'll be rather disappointed, I have to say.
You will so. Leo, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers. Liam McGuinn there.